Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
In the city?
Yes, yes.
That's cool. Everybody be moving around a little bit.
Yeah. I didn't want to sit in the house tonight. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. I see you done been on the site. Now, maybe you can help me, man. I'm wondering if it's my eyes or, you know, am I tripping? Am I going blind? But I'm looking at a photo of hold on, I'll tell you who she is. But now I see she got a nipple piercing.
Right.
But is that a penny hanging from there or is that a button?
I'm not really sure what it is hanging, but hell, I like it.
Well, you know what's what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's probably like a little a jewel hanging
from it.
Yeah,
it's like a little jewelry. Yeah.
Right, but is it hanging from the nipple or is it hanging from the dress?
I think it's from the nipple.
Okay, it's just I'm looking like, this is throwing me off like, how is that, what the fuck?
It's so dizzy. Right. It's throwing you off. It looks good to me.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out, is that a penny or is that a button? You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be okay.
You got a future.
He got a future in Sin City. That's for damn sure. Shout out to Elise.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real nice. She looking mean as hell, though.
Right.
But nonetheless, that motherfucking nigga standing straight up. And she laying down.
What you got going on tonight,
Butter?
You
out the bottom? I'm be in and out. I'm going to hang up and call back, hang up and call back. But tonight, oh my goodness, I need to release some stress. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm saying, what y'all doing?
Nothing yet. I'm finna find out in just one hot second. In one hot second. So let me call you right back.
Because
I don't want to say nothing on the phone. I'll call you right back.
Why do people say they don't call me back like we just talking, like we talking on the AT&T phone?
I have no idea, man.
I'm going to call you right back. Like, 1,000 people don't hear this.
Hey. She does that all the time, so that's nothing new to her.
Right. I mean, just a concept. I'm going to call you right back.
Right, like I called you.
Right.
You called me.
Nonetheless. Never mind.
What's happening, Janine?
Hello.
Hey, man, is that you keep taking the dame from up under there every time I put it in there?
Nah, man, I ain't touching nothing, man.
Mm. All right. What's going on, baby?
Nothing much. How's everybody doing?
Look here, I'm going to tell you. The show was so good yesterday that I just had me a couple. I had one sip too many.
Okay.
I ain't going to lie. One sip too many. Look at stuff, what's happening?
What's happening? What it do, y'all?
Good.
How you doing?
Like we always do.
All right.
All right, so what y'all got for us tonight, man? We're going to open the mics up, man. We ain't going to go with no one particular topic tonight. We're just going to open the mics up and see if anybody got something they want to talk about. So I get tired of people talking about, I want to talk about this and I want to talk about that, and you ain't even say nothing about it. Well, I ain't a mind reader.
All right, but before we open the mic, I got an announcement. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next week.
What's going on?
I got the Chronicle of All Chronicles.
Oh, shoot.
We'll be playing it on Wednesday. Trust me, it's something you never heard before. So I suggest you have your man or your woman next to you. That's how potent this motherfucker is.
Well, all right.
Okay. Potent,
trust.
You up really
fine. Strong ass words.
Oh, I'm going to bag them up, trust. They will be bagged up.
You want to sit down on this one, huh?
Bro, when I send it to you, bro, have your girl next to you, man. Have some type of female next to you, bro.
Hey, bro, I got all the faith in the world in you.
Hey, you know what?
This
put it on speakerphone. Put it on speakerphone so he or she can hear it the same time you do. I guarantee you, y'all ain't gonna make it through it.
I'm curious to ask, though. I'm curious to know what about the song.
Hey, man, It's time to get back to do what we do best. It's time, bro. And I'm telling you, this is shit you ain't never heard before.
And again, this is
five
times.
Hey, yes, ma'am. This is I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Shit, I'm just not hearing about it my damn self.
You said you did a chronicle
it came to me last night. I ain't gonna even lie, it came to me last night. I was like, all right, I'm just gonna put it into words. It's shocking.
Well, when are we gonna hear this chronicle?
You can pick the date.
Oh, is it on
Tuesday or Wednesday? Normally we do them on Wednesday, so let's keep it on Wednesday.
Okay.
It's potent, though. It's potent. I'm telling you, it's potent. Have your box of condoms.
Oh, wow.
Hey, y'all heard what the man said. Man said he got one. All right, that's what's up.
Not just one, though. He said, and I quote, the chronicle of all chronicles. That's what he said.
Right.
That's what he said.
That's right.
So, in other words, you say you can make motherfucker want to pick up the pen again.
I'm telling you, put it on speakerphone and let that significant other hear it. I guarantee you, y'all won't make it to the end of it.
I am. And you want this, right?
Yes, sir. All
right, man. This ain't coming out on Zane, but this is you.
Follow me, man. I don't cheat.
Oh, that's a true story?
True story.
Okay.
Right now.
And I just want to, it's completely different. It's not what y'all expecting. Trust me. It's
and
not what you're going
to
expect.
Ain't no ankle braces and toe rings involved in this shit, right?
Hell no.
I'm just messing with
hell
you.
Hell to the no. But hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's up? 293.
What's way low?
What's up? What's up, Doc?
Damn, shit different, dude.
All right. Hold on. Hold that thought. We got another new caller. Caller, what's up? 426.
This butter.
Okay.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
So you figured out what you're going to get into?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yes. I mean, she said it like we that yes automatically let us know, but we asking you.
You already know.
No, I don't.
Okay, this is what's happening. Kids got to go to sleep, you know what I'm saying, over here. So once they go to sleep, I'm going to cloud nine. I'm going to be flying this plane. And I'm going to go to the spa. And then I'm going to be riding this thing. I'm going to be put to sleep tonight, right? But I probably won't go to sleep too early in the morning. You feel me? Yeah.
All right now. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, today.
Sound like Butter gonna have her own chronicle to tell.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, we better look out if her and father come with it. Boy.
Boy.
Y'all ain't ready for it. I think I blew
and
y'all
you got
away last
cooking too?
You know.
You say you think you blew us away with the last one.
With that video, you know. Yeah. was it wasn't video, it was just a chat room, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little y'all away with that one.
Okay, but you gonna top it?
I don't think this one is gonna top that one because I ain't putting it on the computer.
What? You ain't talking about nothing. Hey, you just running your tears.
Say all that smoke and no fire.
Right, smoke and mirrors. That's all it is.
I mean, I can't get it to act right. I can't get my computer to act right.
You wasn't a star no way.
What?
I said you wasn't a star no way.
Whatever.
Oh boy, take this shit to a whole nother level. He damn near pushed you off. I'ma just start fucking the camera. That motherfucker was all in that camera. She whispering sweet nothing. He done moved her sideways. Just listen.
No, I moved myself. I didn't want to be on her like that. He did.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted him to enjoy himself.
And he did.
I figure if I lure him in, then he would do more. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't have to do a whole lot of luring.
I was surprised that he did what he did, though, really.
Where is this video?
Oh, my God.
This was live. It was live in the chat room.
It was live.
Oh, damn. I missed that one.
Yeah, you missed it, baby.
We got to get the chat room back jumping, people. We got another one.
It was off the chain.
How are you?
So sorry that you missed it.
Well, okay, I'm a newcomer, but, you know, I ain't going nowhere now.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
That's what's up. I'm going to make sure once I get my computer to fix, I'm going to make sure top the last one. You know, my wish was to get it cracking with Mr. Marcus, but since he's disrespected the world, like as he has, I can't even fuck with him no more.
Yeah, fuck with Mr. Marcus, you're going to be, you on your own.
Hey. I honestly thought that I was going to get it cracking with him one day soon. But since he done, you know, ever again, really, like, really, I'm so sorry for even saying his name. If y'all to hear it, I apologize. Cause he really done, like, really fucked me up.
He's a dirtball-ass motherfucker for what he did.
Yeah. But they dirtball for letting it happen.
I can't even wear my white Sox hat no more.
Right. You know what I'm saying? they didn't know he doctored his own shit up to say he was okay.
Yeah, he did that shit.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah, he did that on his own.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, did nobody help him? He did that all on his own.
I didn't know that. Ain't that some shit?
I was all on him. I mean, shit.
Yeah, he knew he had to shit and was still fucking.
Yeah, still. Just raw dogging motherfucker.
Oh, I can't wait for these kids to go to sleep. Lord knows it.
I concur.
I mean, they should have been asleep, but, you know, this ain't my house. I'm in a different area, so. But when it happens to they start snoring, too bad.
You at somebody else's
house. Yes, I'm at somebody else's house. I'm not at home. I told y'all I wasn't at home.
Okay. Yeah, let me get my little NyQuil.
I was thinking about that. Damn it, I wish I was at home.
You can't get nobody else's kids, that's it.
The weather is bad out here now, you know.
You better have a damn good reason to give my kids some NyQuil. Name six. I feel you.
From the sounds of it, she do.
Well, I do have a good reason. It's right between my legs right now. But, you know, I mean, honestly, when it's all said and done, I ain't got to get mine no NyQuil to put her in the bed. It's time to go to bed, damn it. I got things to do. But this ain't my house.
I mean, I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, like, babysitting or something?
No. It's just, you know.
She has to dig a house. Well, wait a minute. I spoke too soon. Are we talking about male or female? That's what I'm talking to. I got to be real.
Now
with
the
you.
Plot thickens. The plot thickens. Oh, shit. And the way she laughing.
You got a female house.
Yeah. Shit, you need a camel crew?
Baby.
I got the tripod and the camera already set up.
I got the mic.
And she got a box, Waylo.
You got a box?
She
oh,
got
shit.
A box. Ain't that something?
Sure, it sounds like all y'all need now is to swing. Y'all can get this thing, the whole show rolling.
Honey.
Ma'am, her computer don't work?
Man, I don't know.
I'm sitting in the chat room by myself. What's up, y'all?
My computer fucked up. Well, no, I'll be able to get you, though.
I know.
Well, no, some of my computer fucked up. We ain't trying to see your cool ass.
Oh, shit, I'm trying to see somebody else's ass. I ain't worried about y'all trying to see me, shit.
Hey, wait on that. Hey, y'all seen that Roscoe Jenkins? Little Roscoe Jenkins.
Uh-huh.
That is the entertainer. Was always that cool motherfucker. That was Waylo. Cool ass guy.
It ain't even working. Not on mine.
Phone work, don't it?
Huh?
And you say, if you got some video footage somewhere, there's some coverage somehow.
There's some video on my phone.
It is all well. I'm going to get everything popping off in just 1 second. You feel me? I hope so.
I'll tell you what. Just give us the address, we be there.
Mommy.
Okay. All right, let's open the lines up, man. Look, Stowe, what's on your mind?
Hot wax.
Hot wax. You brought that up last time.
That's what's
up. About the hot wax.
Candles.
Yeah, and I want to know how everybody feel about that. Or is that just me?
I like it.
All right.
I can deal with it.
Yes.
Would you like a
Amen.
Dripper or a drippy?
The who?
It's some people can't handle it.
Every time I hear the term hot wax, I always think about that damn that Wayans movie.
Oh, somebody just came in the door. I'm gonna call back in a minute.
Don't be the minute
when
she was pouring wax on his ass in the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, that was wax. That was government.
That was butter. A cheese. Oh. Yeah, that was cheese.
Oh,
that shit was funny as hell. He was like, what?
Right, that shit would burn the fuck out of his ass.
That shit had me cracking up.
Don't be a menace.
Don't be a menace.
Zadine, what about you? Hot wax? I mean, yeah, hot wax. Janine. Because Janine has started talking to butter. I guess. Ain't nobody listening to us now, huh?
don't know. I'm for it. Pour hot wax all over me.
Mm-hmm. All over?
Well, not in a hot spot. That's already hot enough.
I'm about to say, hey.
Nah, I ain't trying to. I don't need no.
You know they got those candles that could turn into the oil that you can just rub in and shit.
Oh, that works too. Is it hot going on?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a candle.
Oh, okay, but the wax turns into
the wax
oil.
Is the wax is an oil that you can rub in for your skin and shit.
Okay.
Well, working for you.
Things to do, right?
All right, so now let me ask you, because I see the thing. What about good? What are you feeling on first?
What was the question?
Syrup. Like hot syrup? Like maple syrup? I don't say that right. Ain't a syrup. I can't say that word. Syrup. Yeah.
Syrup.
Yeah.
It's sticky, though, with candle wax,
yeah,
so you know
sticky.
What I'm saying? You can peel it right off. And
yeah, I'm saying, but I mean, because I see this motherfucker like, all right, I'm going to pour hot syrup on him. And he poured it on this. He jumped up screaming, and he's like, oh, I guess I should have zapped it in the microwave, huh? He burnt the shit out of him. So I was like, hey,
yeah, that's that syrup get thin.
Right.
Yeah. That's dangerous.
I've been wondering, like, damn.
You have somebody writing pots in the syrup.
I don't fuck with syrup. Fuck that.
What about ice? Is ice cool?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you got to move fast with it.
Mm-mm.
Or that'll have enough.
Yes. Give me that slow here with that ice cube.
Yeah, but it melts so damn fast.
How come he can stay here and I can't?
Because I assume he has one.
Oh, okay, well. All right. How about I just not bring that back up?
All right, I don't know what to bring
it
back up.
It's a guy thing.
Understood.
That's a guy thing.
Oh!
I mean, I just don't see it fit for a motherfucker, for a woman to say it.
Okay.
What about cough drops?
Love it. On both ends.
Yeah. Okay. Who is that? I think that's Janine that says she ought to keep a pack of halls with her.
Yeah, that was
and I'm all out by day tomorrow.
No,
I felt a little cough coming out. A little tickle in my throat.
I mean, you know, I got to say, man, and I really do appreciate it. Y'all got this site jumping. This site is something that, hey. Me personally, I think it's better than the last one we had.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got more participation now. And the pictures that goes up. Oh, my.
Yeah, you know what I got on my phone? I seen some pictures. I was like, now where in the hell did this shit come from?
Right. Like I say, it's like, you know, it's taking off real good, man. I was kind of nervous. I ain't going to lie to you. I was kind of nervous, like, oh, man, we starting over. This shit ain't going to work. Motherfucker's going to be like, fuck. But, hey, this credit, it's taking off pretty good. Keep up the good work.
It's rolling.
I love the participation. Is this Mother Nature we got on the line?
Yes.
Going down?
Mother
Nature.
Hello. Hello. How's everything hanging?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We caught that.
I
had to catch myself. God, I'm about to say something real ignorant.
Mother Nature, you know how these fools are on here. They crazy. You know, he's some nuts on here, man. He got some psychos on this show.
I'm some psychos, though.
I was about to say, did I do something? Did I say something?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mind was just in the gutter, that's all.
Oh, my goodness.
Besides.
Anyway. All right, well, check this out. We open micing it tonight. I mean, we just letting whoever got something on their mind they want to get off. Let's just get it off. Let's have a little fun tonight.
Okay.
You got anything you want to get off your chest tonight?
No. Not at the moment. But it's early. Give me time.
Like I say, man, you know what? I got something I need to get off my chest. Now. I be sitting around, man, and, you know, I be looking at people when they doing their little thing. And for the life of me, I just be trying to wonder, like, at what point, like, the men, like, us as men, we walk around, we got our women with us. And, like, just say your girl, she got something on provocative. She got something on provocative. And you know she got it. I mean, you see her walk out the house. Why you getting mad all of a sudden when motherfuckers start to look?
I take it as a compliment.
Right. I mean, I think you should. I mean, now if she's sitting all in the motherfucker's face, bouncing and flouncing and all that shit, that's something different. But if the motherfucker is looking like, well, damn, you know. Now, my thing is, if you don't like that shit, you should never let her put that shit on. You should tell her, hey, I ain't comfortable with the shit you got on. You need to take that shit off.
I agree.
Yeah,
that's true. That is true.
I mean, because you get a lot of motherfuckers that like that, man. You know, but then as soon as the motherfuckers like, damn, oh, bitch, you know, you out of pocket for this. You seen what she had on before she left the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but that goes for ladies too.
That's just like if you go ahead.
Go ahead, bro.
It's just like if you're a jealous person, you shouldn't go to the club with your woman or your man.
True.
Cause
true.
People gonna look. You know what I'm saying? You at the club, they gonna look.
Especially if you got a halfway decent looking motherfucker on your side.
Motherfucker, go look.
Because if my old lady fucking walk by and a nigga grab her goddamn hand, put his hand around her waist, grab her ass and shit like that, we gonna scrap.
Now, that's different.
Yeah, that's different. You're supposed to put your hands on nobody else's shit, but to look, I mean, that's natural. I mean, we all human, right? Shit.
Yeah, looking is fine. I'm just saying, there's some disrespectful motherfuckers out here.
Yeah, it is. It's some motherfuckers that, I mean, you can literally be in the club, motherfucker. motherfucker, just grab your woman by her hand or, like he said, by the waist. Mm-hmm. Like, wait a minute, hold up, cuz.
that's a little important. Different to me. That's fight words right there.
Shit, that ain't no fighting words. You ain't going to be no words exchanged. Take a bar stool, an ashtray, something, whatever I can grab first. I'm going right upside your head with it.
Do y'all think y'all be teasing the other men?
How the hell we teasing them?
Right. Because sometimes the man, they want their woman to dress like that to get the attention.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so you can walk
like,
around the club and be like, look what I got.
Yeah, so basically, like, look what I got. Like, you teased the motherfucker. You teased the motherfucker
well,
from what you got. So why would they want what you got?
I've learned. I've learned when you was little, if you fuck around and tease somebody, somebody gonna snatch your cookies. Somebody gonna snatch your cookies. You walk around there, I got some cookies.
I swear I was just singing this, I got they died up.
That cookie is
going to
get snatched.
Right. Ice cream. Want a lick? Psych. You know, motherfucker, they'll punch you in your face. You ain't got no ice cream. I got your ice cream.
Oh, goodness.
Fuck that, nah. I mean, I want you to look good, but I mean.
Yeah.
I don't want your ass cheeks hanging out.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know, I went to Platinum 144, like, I think it was like a week and a half ago. And we standing in line to get in. This chick walking down the street, she had, I mean, you could see her ass on the front. She was that goddamn wide. And she had on some fishnet stockings. She had on some, I don't know what kind of shorts they was, but they looked like drawers. And, I mean, you could just see every fucking thing. You see monkey, ass, cheeks, every fucking thing. Niggas jumped out of line to go see who the hell this chick was.
You know, Waylo, I ain't heard nobody call it the monkey in a long time.
Monkey, gorilla, fish, whatever, even camel toe.
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, that's even the same if you telling your guy friend or something like that what you and your woman do. You know, especially if they find out your woman like women and, you know, all that type of stuff. Everybody always trying to steal what you get.
Yeah, that's a little dirty mess that way. I ain't telling nobody shit.
I wasn't telling them shit. That motherfucker came over here one day. And I go in the kitchen and get everybody a drink and shit. This motherfucker in here trying to shoot at her. Hey, nigga, get the fuck out of my house.
Right. Yeah, you gotta go.
He was trying to take your cookie.
Yeah, right. You gotta take your cookie.
And I put her ass out, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I go, too. Needless to say, you know, you know he waited around the corner for her, right?
That's fine.
You took the outfit? Girl, yeah. Come on over here.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
How would that? Let me ask you, man. Let me ask you. Because I've been hit with this question a lot. Can you actually stand to see your ex with somebody? Nope.
I can.
I mean, is this somebody you truly loved or somebody you like?
I mean,
I'm glad
they found. Baby daddy or whatever. I mean, whatever he was. I mean, whatever it was, the relationship is gone. The relationship is gone. I mean, because a lot.
Get married and I'm happy. Good.
A lot of people ask, like I go see my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And this one particular time, the guy, you know, she was dating some guy, and he's looking at me crazy, and I'm like, oh, what's up? He pull up, you know, I'm sitting there with her brothers. We sit there drinking. And he looking like, who is that dude? You know, she told him, that's my daughter's father. He like, oh, he cool with me? He coming over here? We ain't together. What the fuck you mean? You want a drink?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, but
I,
actually, though, that's more like a respect thing, man.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
We're not fucking around, though. I mean, if we were fucking around, it's something different. But if we ain't fucking around, I mean, no, I can't get mad at who the fuck you bring over. It's like you can't.
No, I'm talking about on his side. He looking at it like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to disrespect your baby daddy, you know what I'm saying? That's probably how he looking at it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, personally,
he probably don't know if y'all still messing around or not.
I mean, shit. I mean, that's what you're supposed to ask. Hey, y'all still messing around? No, because he even said it. He said what she told him. No, you know, me and him ain't like that. Oh, fuck that. I couldn't be here with no other nigga coming over here while I'm over here seeing my daughter. Huh? So what you telling? And I'm like, well, what he telling you is that if he go see his baby and a nigga that, right, he gonna be ready to fight. You know, well, I mean,
because it depends on how they feel about the woman. Sometimes they still be wanting the woman.
Well, maybe so. But I mean, I just can't. Me personally, he'll take her. Take her. Get the fuck away from me. You keep this motherfucker happy. I ain't got to keep getting her no phone calls. Cause when she miserable, she gonna make me miserable. Well, my motherfucker happy and giddy and hey, shit. I call him. Hey, man, this is what you need to do. Tickle her right around this area. That's what you want.
Hell no.
You was trying to help him out.
Man, I'm just trying to help him out, man.
Helping him out helps you out, huh?
Exactly. Shit.
Right. Well, mine waited 2 years after we broke up to start some drama. And now he's getting ready to get married. And I'm like, praise the Lord, you know, better her than me, because I would have never took that step with that nigga, never.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he asking me, like, the same thing. Is it cool? Yes, that is fine. My daughter likes her. Tell her to come pick her up. Run it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't about that drama any damn way.
No, I ain't got time for all that.
I could have understood 2 days later, 2 weeks, 2 months even, but you wait 2 years?
I mean, okay, I'm a little confused. What was the drama?
Man, he wanted some more pussy.
Well, he should have known 2 months later when he asked, and I told him no thank you, that wasn't going to happen. But 2 years?
He went home, he got drunk, he got full of that shit, he got thinking about it. Dude, that was about pussy. You know what his partner told him? Yeah, man. You know, your partner probably told him, you know, man, you always go back and fuck your baby mama. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they heard.
And he got over there, and shit, he like, no. The fuck you mean, no?
Nigga, the last 2 years of absence didn't tell you nothing.
So that brings up a question. So if y'all know that men feel that way about their baby's mama, how do y'all deal with it when y'all get with a woman who got kids?
Wow, that's a very good question.
You know what? Now, I'm going to tell you, in the beginning, it's none of my concern. It's none of my concern what you and your kids do. Little Jimmy said, oh, well, all right. Well, I ain't going to worry about it. Shit, that ain't my kid. But now,
if it ain't serious, I don't want to meet the kids anyway.
Right. If it ain't serious, if we ain't in no serious relationship, I ain't trying to see your kids no way.
Hey, I'm going to call y'all right
now. No, I'm saying if y'all are in a relationship, how do y'all handle
that?
How do y'all handle that if... Oh,
wow.
It's like, how do y'all handle that if y'all feel that way? If y'all feel like men feel like they always supposed to be able to go back to their baby's mama and get some. Now, you didn't start this relationship with this woman, and you know she got kids with, you know, somebody else. How do y'all feel about that whole situation, you know, with
well,
the
I'm
guy?
I'm going to tell you, you better not put your ass in no predicament where I'm going to think that you fucking. That's how I handle that. Well, I went over there last night. I went to go see Richard.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Right. You better bring your motherfucker.
I'll take you over there.
I mean, because we going to have to see each other. We got to take the kids over there or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you what, Janine, it's well, just like
you got a time limit. If you ain't got your ass back in about 8 minutes.
What'd you say? You could get anywhere in Gary in 8 minutes.
Yeah, 8 minutes.
And
so I might even give you 8 and a half. You might get caught by a train.
I think it all depends on do you trust a woman? And plus, you know, she have to give you like little signs that, you know what I'm saying, that she's messing around or something like that. You know, but if you trust her, I don't think it's a problem. You know what I mean? That's just like a woman trusting a man when he goes see his baby. She got to trust him. If she don't trust him, then, you know what I'm saying, he going to catch all kind of problems when he get back to the crib. Well, you was gone for like 2 hours. You just said you was dropping some money off.
Everybody on this show know how I feel about my ex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to a funeral. My daughter's godmother's mother passed away. And, you know, that's her homegirl, too. They was best friends and shit. So, go to the funeral to see her, and she came over. She sat next to me because of my daughter and shit. So she did the boo horn and shit, and she put her head on my shoulder. I'm like, okay, this is awkward. I ain't know what the fuck to do because I know last time we had words, I was everything but the son of God. She was everything but a queen. So, after the funeral, we actually had a decent conversation. That was the first time we had a decent conversation for 4.5 years. So, I get to the crib, I get a phone call. She was like, what you doing? I said, went to the funeral. She was like, who died? You know, blah, blah, tell the whole story and shit. She was like, your ex was there too? I was like, yeah. She was like, y'all talked? I was like, how the fuck you know?
She probably was there.
Why?
I wouldn't have.
Don't be all that.
She had headstones and shit.
I knew it, that dirty motherfucker.
I saw your ass. You know what I'm saying? You come to the crib, she dressed in fatigues.
No. Pulling off of me.
What the fuck? Where you was at when you got all these
sticker bugs? Don't worry about it. Where the fuck was you at?
What?
I think you. I'll tell
you. The night vision on.
Mine. Now, but you know what? Now, I know men can get like that, but women can get like that, too.
Hell yeah.
And women are worse than men. The woman will sit right outside that motherfucking hotel or wherever they at until you walk out. It'd be the next day. Motherfucker,
you
come out
on the episode of Cheetahs.
Waiting on what? What you mean? You talking about stalking or?
A woman will stalk your ass quick. Like, oh, okay, I'm going to follow this motherfucker. And we'll follow you all over the motherfucking ends of the earth.
That's why you take her keys.
Hell yeah.
That's why you do what?
Take her keys. By the time she call a cab, you gone. By the time the cab get there, you gone. She can't follow shit. Unless she a bloodhound.
She like, motherfucker. Yeah.
Like, that's why I
mean, man, women
kid.
So slick about it. You come right outside and you be on the episode of Cheetahs. The cameraman, you got that white dude in your face. Let me talk to you. What are you doing here with this one?
Joey Greco.
Is that his
name? First of all, that's embarrassing to me. So I wouldn't even do nothing like that. For me, that's embarrassing. You embarrass me, shit. And I'm sure not about to be following you around wasting my gas. Gas is too high.
B96 do that shit too. They do like a little cheater segment and shit. this chick called and said that her boyfriend had contact lenses and contact solution under his under his sink. She was like, I don't wear contacts, and I know he don't wear contacts. So the radio show called him, and, you know, disguised their voice like they was a contact lens supplier and shit, talking about he won $75 off or whatever. He was like, well, that's great, but I don't wear contacts. He was like, can I give it to somebody else? And he fell right into the shit. He's like, the supplier was like, yeah, who would you like to give it to? Like, my girlfriend wears contacts. And then the chick that called the show was like, I don't wear no fucking contacts. What bitch is you fucking wearing? She just went ham. I was like, oh, my goodness, you dumbass motherfucker.
Man, I was too bad for infringement.
Entrapment or something. That shit's got to be against the law.
Right.
You got to be in the book against that.
That ain't no prank.
She sure caught his ass up.
That ain't no prank. That's the motherfucker to get their ass whooped.
No, that's what it was. That was to catch his ass up.
I guess it sounded something like this.
Shit, that's fucked up, man.
Hi, baby. Why don't you come in the computer room with me right quick? Let me show you something.
Okay, what's up?
Alright, this your Facebook page, right?
Yeah, what's on my Facebook page?
Don't ask me what the fuck I'm doing on your Facebook page. Who the fuck is Jeff?
What?
Who the fuck is Jeff? Who the fuck is this motherfucker sending you pictures and all these messages on your Facebook page? See, bitch, this is why I don't fuck with you no more. Because your dumb ass, your ass on here Facebook.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever got caught up?
See, that'll be the whole scenario.
Facebook's a motherfucker.
I wish I could take a poll and see how many relationships Facebook done broke up.
Oh, man. and I'm going to tell you how it broke it up, because a lot of motherfuckers don't realize how fucked up Facebook is. Motherfuckers don't realize that Facebook put your number. And even before they even start doing the mobile thing, motherfuckers actually put their phone number, everything on that motherfucker. I'm not looking like, really? You really put your fucking house number on here?
Yeah.
Hell, so you back?
I am back. Sorry about that, y'all.
What's wrong with putting your phone number on there, man?
Yeah. All right.
Some anonymous text messages and shit talking about, like, right, this way, like, yeah, this way, who the fuck is this? Well, you don't know me, but, I got your number off of Facebook. It's like, hold on, this conversation over with.
Right, clear. Hey, I'll send a text back and fuck your mama.
That's just not nice.
Right, I mean, and then, and that motherfucker, which we call, that's the part that gets you, that damn wall. Motherfucker put shit on your wall,
yeah.
You at work. You ain't seen shit.
You ain't seen it.
Because, you know, for a long time.
Who's this bitch on your page talking about, you know the way I feel and shit?
Right. And that was, because for a long time, I didn't know you could even send messages. I thought everything had to be posted on the wall. So now I'm looking like, man, I'm not getting on that motherfucker. Ain't nobody finna post no shit on my wall. Now, I don't know what the fuck going on. You at work. You ain't got access to no damn computer. You get home, there's all type of shit on your wall. Hit me up, boo. Boo. Who's this? Huh? Mm-mm.
See, we don't have those problems.
No, we don't.
That's like a I cut a motherfucker.
Hey, that just sound like I cut your ass long and deep, motherfucker. Start that Facebook shit if you want to. And don't think I don't take that Sin City one.
I tell you, that
goddamn
Facebook.
Hey, he be all that talking about that. Cass put that. Cass liked it that. Like a phenomenal ass did that. That wasn't me.
Shit, it wasn't me. I don't even know them. He know them people.
He get blamed for everything.
So right.
I mean, think about it. You open up your shit, they come. I enjoyed our night together. Who the fuck were you with last night? Nah, that was him. That's somebody he was with. You know it's two of us on there.
You hear how he act on the show? Shit, he's a hoe. He's a hoe.
You know that nigga ain't no good.
Hey, I told you when we first met, you can't believe that shit on there because he be doing all that shit. That be him.
That's your boy.
Yeah, that's him fucking Janine, not me. What?
Right, shit, I don't even know her personally.
I'll tell you, you fucking shit.
This message is real personal.
Gee, that was him. He be doing that shit.
By the way, you left your glasses.
Yeah, I ain't tell God when you start wearing glasses.
Like, I ain't tell you when he wear glasses. He just don't wear around nobody. He don't want nobody to see him with him on.
Hell no. That's
tell
your
like,
boy.
Man, tell her you wear glasses, man. Tell her you wear glasses.
I ain't wearing shit. I ain't never see that motherfucker on no picture with no glasses on. Nah, he just don't wear. He take them off in front of every picture. He don't want people to know he wear glasses.
Wow.
He's finer than me. He really can't see.
Right. He just motherfucker. He always wear his contacts anyway. This shit was dried out. That's why he left his glasses on.
Not that
it's dried out. His contacts were dried out, so he had to wear his glasses over there. Stick to the story.
No, baby. He was out of Bausch & Lomb. What's the name of that shit? Bausch & Lomb? What's it called? He ain't had no more.
Bausch & Lomb.
Yeah. He was out.
Damn. Boy, I tell you, boy.
That's your boy.
Right. And I'm pretty sure he didn't probably have that. Probably had got around and said I wasn't shit. I
hate the shit. Everybody's going to throw their homeboy under the bus when they in trouble with a female.
I mean,
every dude's going to be at their shit. Everybody's going to be at their homeboy like that.
Hey, Tom, let me ask you something, man. We've been friends a long time, right? I said we've been friends a long time, right?
I said true.
Alright. Yeah. If we just didn't want to talk to you, we don't want to talk to you. I mean, you want to talk to the female. You want to talk to the female. I mean, you really like her. You finally got up enough guts to say, I'm going to talk to her. But she told you she liked me. Would you throw salt on me?
Would I do what?
Would you throw salt?
I would tell you, she like you, man.
You would?
Yeah, I would, man.
Okay, I mean, I ain't saying you wouldn't. But I'm just, because I know there's a lot of motherfuckers be like, well, you know, I motherfucker throw salt on you quick. Yeah, well, you know you got like 4 kids, right? What? Yeah, I mean, shit, I don't know. But then at the same time, he be talking about, yeah, that's my man, that's my man. I don't think he take care of all of them, though. But shit, you know what you do, dude.
You know what, though? Since you know you brought that up, Butch did that for me before, man.
Who?
With Tracy. Butch.
Oh, you say he did that to you with Tracy?
He did that for me. With Tracy. That's how I hooked back up with her, through him.
Thank you, Mama.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn, dog, I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Because he could have tried to, you know, he could have tried to holler on the low. I would have never known. But he can go that route. So I wouldn't do that to you, dog. I'd be like, all right. Well, man, she like you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You said Butch Butch hooked you back up with Tracy?
No, no, I'm saying when I first met her, it was at
we
a hotel party.
I know, we was all together, remember?
Right. But I'm saying he ran into her afterwards. You know what I mean? He ran into her trying to holler. But she told him, you know what I'm saying, that she had liked me. And I'm saying, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
he came back and told me.
Well, hell, I was there both times.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know you was there the second time.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me that.
I was
appreciative, and I, you know what I'm saying, I would do the same thing for any one of y'all.
I mean,
any one of y'all, you know what I'm saying, that's my homies, I would do that. I'd do the same thing for you.
And I believe you would, but I'm just saying, it's just a lot of motherfuckers out there that just would be like, hey, I mean, they'd be like, they your boy, but then at the same time, they'd be like, yeah. You know, yeah, that's my man. He cooler than a motherfucker. He cooler than a motherfucker. He take care of, well, most of them kids he take care of. What you mean? You ain't know he has, like, four kids?
All right, well, let me ask you a question. Out of us, who you think would even go that route?
Well, that y'all telling me shit.
Well, I'm saying, though, take yourself out of the equation.
Motherfucker, you supposed to say, nah, I know you wouldn't. What the fuck you mean, take yourself out of the equation?
take yourself out of the equation.
No, motherfucker,
I'm saying, if one of us went to somebody and tried that, and they'd be like, well, I like your boy Cass. Who do you think any one of us would throw salt? And if you do, who you think would do it first?
Out the crew. I don't know. I don't think nobody would, because, like I said, I've been in that situation with O, and he looked around and grabbed me. I mean, he was pissed about it, but he grabbed me like, hey, man, that bitch wanna talk to you. I don't know, man.
Let me ask the people on the show. Do y'all got any friends y'all think would throw dirt?
Y'all got rid of all my friends that I think that would throw dirt on me.
Okay, what about the ladies?
I don't have friends. I honest to God, I don't. I've been in Indianapolis for, like, what, 14 years. I had one friend, one, you know what I'm saying, rider. And she motherfucking, quote, unquote, broke up with me because I wouldn't let her stay in my crib. So now there's nobody. Fuck them.
Okay, well, God, let me ask you, out of the crew, who you think would do it? I think Wick.
I think Wick would be the first one. I think he would be the first one. But then once he figured it ain't working, he would tell you at the end. But he ain't going to say, I tried to holler at her first. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, hey, you remember the thing with him and O's baby mama?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Prime example. I don't know if it was true or not, but that's what she said.
I remember breaking that fight up.
You know, baby moms are supposed to be off limits.
That was the longest fight. Oh, my God, that was a long, bad fight.
Janine, what about you? You got any friends you might you would suspect that they would throw dirt?
Throw dirt on me?
Yeah.
They'll throw dirt on the other person.
They have a problem in throwing dirt on who I'm with. So they can have me for themselves.
You know, that's a talent. You know that?
That's a what?
That's a talent that you have. You could take any question to where it works to your advantage. That is a talent.
Dude, and y'all say I'm arrogant. That motherfucker, that is the most arrogant motherfucker on this show.
It's not being arrogant. It's just true. That's why I'm all alone now. That's why I don't have any friends. I can't do it.
That's the most arrogant motherfucker on this show. I'm not lying.
I'm not arrogant. I can't help it if it's true. I'm addictive.
I heard the addictive.
But I'm not even going to ask Mother Nature because I know her friends and they all going to throw dirt. Some dirty motherfuckers.
They still throw dirt on you, man, dog.
Them some dirty motherfuckers, man.
Girl, he ain't shit.
Fuck
them.
It's some dirty motherfuckers.
Well, now, hold on. Mother Nature, I'm going to give you a chance to defend your friends. What are you talking about?
Now, remember now, before you answer this, you got to go to sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you say I got to go to sleep?
No, I'm just playing. Go ahead. You know your friends ain't shit.
If I'm answering honestly, he right. They would all throw dirt.
Damn, I mean, what's the gripe? They mad because you got a man and they don't?
No, it's not about him. That's just I'm
the sweetheart. I'll treat her better
than
they treat
you. I'll put it like this. I'm the sweetheart of my friends.
I just treat you better than they get treated, that's all. And they some jealous ass, bitter ass hoes.
Goddamn, dog.
I think
sometimes you're pretty chill.
I think that's harsh. That's a little harsh. They're not all that way.
Well, just the ones I met.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, so if I ever came down, man, you know, we was all sitting around, and I'd be like, hey, how y'all feel about my partner? Would they all be telling me, your partner ain't shit?
I wouldn't even let you be around him, man.
No, first of all, you would only probably end up meeting two of them. So that's how bad it is.
Damn,
you only meet two.
And see, they that's dirty, why man. I don't fuck with nobody. She just answered it right there. I don't have friends.
They dirty as hell.
Damn, dog, you must have really rubbed them the wrong way.
No, it's not nothing he did. That's what I say. It's not him. Nothing he did has nothing to do with him. That's just how they are. It's only two I really deal with.
But they just got negative attitude. No matter what, they gonna find something negative.
No, it's all the rest of them that's just not gonna. They're not gonna be around or deal. Period.
Exactly.
And that includes my family too.
Oh yeah, family ain't shit neither.
I know him firsthand. I know him firsthand, and I know he can make a motherfucker hate him.
No, that's just how it is. It ain't got nothing to do with him. That's just how it is.
I'm just saying he can make a motherfucker hate him.
No.
No, it ain't like that, dog.
I've been around.
I've been around
him during my life. He still gets on my damn nerves.
Listen, I would buy her something, right? She would share her friends, and them motherfuckers are negative. I mean, what kind of shit is that?
So if you bought a diamond,
I can't just be happy for.
If you bought a diamond, that sell is a little ass diamond.
Exactly. Shit like that. You must have got that from the home shopping network.
What's that? A half?
That's exactly how it is.
That's right on the corner,
Bugs Bunny care more real than that.
Damn.
That's exactly how it is, man.
Well, it don't matter what they think anyway. It's about what she wants.
Exactly.
That's
some dirty motherfucker.
You're right, but damn. All right, as ladies, because, I mean, men do it too, but men are not as vocal as women are. You know, you got some motherfucking dudes out there that are haters, but they're not going to be as vocal. Now, women would be like, well, I'm only doing this because I love you, and you my girl, and I'm only saying it. But, I mean, how do y'all deal with that shit on the regular? When every time, like you said, like he buys something or he done did something, and every time it's something negative, how do y'all deal with that?
I stopped being around them. That's why I only deal with two of them. I don't deal with nobody else. Everybody else that's negative, I don't deal with them anymore.
And that's what I had to tell. Well, I started off by telling an old friend of mine that we don't no longer even have to speak about him ever. But then that like went to a whole nother level. Oh, now we can't be friends. Now we can't talk like we used to. Okay, bitch. Well, I ain't about to sit here and let you keep him out. You know what I'm saying? Then we don't speak about him anymore. You know, it's either that.
That's the best way to keep the friendship intact.
Exactly.
Yep. Agreed.
Now I tried to offer that, but that went a whole nother way. So I just had to end it.
Exactly. So instead of going through all that, I just cut that up and just say, you know what, I'm just not going to deal with it. Why not?
Welcome. That's my mind. I don't even speak to the motherfuckers.
That is crazy, man. I mean, seriously, that is crazy.
It's just all that negativity, man. You know, just because, you know, your significant other isn't treating you the way, you know what I'm saying, that somebody else is treating that other person, yeah, ain't no sense in being negative about it. Damn, just change your shit up.
Right.
And why get mad at me because I'm happy? Change your shit up. You get happy. Find you another motherfucker.
Stop fucking with them half-not-ass niggas.
Exactly. Right. Because you in a bad relationship, man, everybody else shit got to be bad. Because you always fucking negative. Then you wonder why don't nobody never want to be around your dumb ass.
Right. First thing, I don't need no motherfucker around me. Yes, you do. Yes,
and of course.
That's the comment. Well, I don't need no more. Okay, well.
Why is your ass over here? Look, get your ass home then.
Brandon, what the fuck are you over here for? You don't want nobody around you. Get your monkey ass home.
And now don't nobody want to be around you.
I mean, motherfuckers hate negativity, man. I mean, but motherfuckers love to bring it. Motherfuckers love to bring that negative shit around you. Love it.
That's true.
You know, love company, man.
I don't have no friends. Fuck.
Okay. No,
well, I feel for you. You ain't got no friend. Everybody needs a friend.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But if you meet so many people who just ain't about the right thing, or like you said, you know, just full of negativity and, you know, don't have nothing to contribute to your life as a friend, then what's the point?
The person you with should be your best friend.
Well, yeah, that's how it starts.
Well, you know what I go do. You and your best friend have conversations together. Y'all talk to each other a lot? I say, do you and your best friend talk to each other a lot? Because Janine just said your best friend should be the person you with. You said
yeah.
You ain't got no friends, so your best friend is you. So do y'all talk to each other a lot?
You know what? That's a real slick-ass question, Father Time.
You know what?
You see how you just did that?
I did myself have conversations with each other all the time because we love ourselves.
I know that's right.
Your ass crazy as hell. You need to go talk to somebody.
We please each other and everything.
You said all three of y'all, you, yourself, and I, huh?
You know, they always say you was crazy if you answered yourself, but how would you know that? If you asked yourself a question, how would you know the answer?
Yeah, you give yourself better answers than other people do.
Right, because they like you ain't crazy if you ask yourself, if you talk to yourself. You crazy when you answering yourself. But if I ask myself a question, I should give myself an answer.
Right.
So you having a complete conversation with yourself. You all right? It's okay.
Right.
You having a complete conversation with yourself. Your ass crazy than a motherfucker.
Just think about it.
You ain't got to be crazy to have a complete conversation with yourself.
If you're talking out loud and you holding a conversation, anybody in the room but you, your ass crazy than a motherfucker.
No,
well, I ain't gonna lie, man. I done had these crazy moments then, because sometimes I just have to get it off my chest. There ain't nobody I want to talk to but myself.
Your ass crazy. I don't like the word. Use the word crazy. I like to call it sanely challenged.
Sanely challenged.
Waylo, if you're having a conversation with yourself, you're sanely challenged.
Me too.
Then a motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you like this. Don't get in the way while I'm having this conversation with myself. Cause we going to get you.
I'm leaving like a motherfucker. When you walk in the door, you sit up there just pacing up and in the living room talking. I'm out. This motherfucker crazy.
You've never done that. Seriously, you've never done that. You ain't never been somewhere, been upset about something or whatever, and just was going off.
Not out loud. I talk to myself in my mind, but
I have.
Like, this motherfucker done lost his goddamn mind. And then you turn around and change your voice and say, who? The motherfucker.
That's fucked up. Yeah, that's crazy.
Like that. That ain't even sanely challenged. That's crazy.
Yeah, at that point, yeah, you're right. Motherfucker didn't get a little crazy then.
Oh, Waylo.
What
I used your word today, man. I seen a whore bucket and I had to say it out loud. Hell no. Like, oh, there's one of them whore buckets Waylo was talking about.
Yeah. A whore bucket.
That shit was
whore
funny. Yeah. And she's a certified whore bucket.
Well, damn. What the hell is a whore bucket?
Ask
a two-star whore bucket.
That's just the queen of the bust downs right there.
Yeah, a two-star whore bucket. That's what I like to call them. The bust down are all bust downs.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, well, motherfucker, we done ran across a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. You see them walking up and down the street looking like shit?
I'm pretty sure.
We ran a ponytail, got on booty shorts. Half hood,
that fucked her.
Two-star hood bucket.
You say half hood. So I guess you're a fourth star of the whole hood then fucked her.
If the whole hood fucked her, right?
Yeah.
Nah, she's a four-star whore bucket then. That's
what
you said. You don't even fucking look at. You don't want to look at her. You'll catch something looking at her.
Ooh. Not good. That ain't good at all.
Oh, sure.
My God, damn.
Hey, let me ask you ladies a question. Since we all, everybody on this show is over 30. Ladies, when you see the little girls out there,
boy,
dressing in the booty shorts and shit, do that make y'all want to, like, go up to them and say something?
as you know, about y'all being older women.
No.
Sometimes that shit ain't cute.
It really isn't. It really isn't.
It depends on how they look in.
Okay, well, I got a story. I used to stay in a little hood, and it was this chick. They were new to the neighborhood, and just all kinds of times of the day, you know, this little the little girl would find a reason to go to the dumpster, you know. And when she'd go to the dumpster, she wouldn't have no more than, like, you know, a grocery bag. You know, this is just attention. She's just going to get attention. And she would always be, you know, less than dressed. And I happened to knew, you know, that she was only 14 years old. Well, one day I got off of work, and it was like 11 o'clock midnight or something like that. And I seen the little girl walking from wherever she was coming from. So I asked her, you know, again, she didn't have on no clothes. I asked her, Chanel, where are you coming from? I just come from braiding some hair. And I'm like, well, why, you know, why are you, if that's what you went to do, and it's, you know, it's late outside, why are you dressed like you just came from doing something other than braiding hair, you know? And I talked to her, but I went to her mother, and I was like, you know, Chanel, it concerns me, because she's a super thick-ass young lady, you know, and I've seen men my age and older, you know what I mean, peeping on her. You know, so I did. I had to say something. Chanel, you don't need to do that. You got way too much body to be 14 years old and walking, you know, around looking like you do. It's not going to be good for you later.
Well, it's bad enough that they look like they can pass for being older.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then you wearing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers my age looking at you and shit, trying to holler at you. You 14, 15 years old.
Yeah. For real.
Well, who do you blame that on? You know what I'm saying? Is that like, is that mama's fault? You know what I'm saying? Your mama see the shit you got on when you leave. Your mama see the shit you got on when you leave, and she still let you leave like
that's
that.
Awful.
That's acting for trouble. You think
it's
the mama's fault?
Some of these little girls, you know, they can't help it because their mama ain't but 6 years older than them, and they dress the same way.
6 years old, huh?
Yeah, you know, shit.
I fucked up. They had to club together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Both
can you pay my way in?
Yeah.
And that's just something, man. I mean, if it ain't a family function. And here I am down to 40. And if it ain't a family function, I don't even, if my mama going to be there, I'm not going. I don't give a damn. It's just, I'm not for the party with my mother.
But they don't do it like that nowadays, man.
They
you
sure
know
don't.
The parents are their best friends now.
And I'm looking at these pictures at the club, and I'm like, damn, she at the club with her daughter. They both got their ass poking out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Yeah,
you know the ass shot where they turned around with the ass is hiked in the air. And it's like, goddamn, the mama and daughter actually didn't took this picture together? Wow.
They got a little caption at the bottom of the picture, me and mama getting loose. Me and my mama getting loose.
Right, me and
ain't
mama getting
trifling?
Loose at the club.
That is trifling.
Four buckets.
That's trifling. Yep.
Four buckets. Because, man, I see some of these little girls out here, man, the way they dress, I'm like, where the fuck is your mama at? Your mama can't know you got this shit on.
Until you meet the mama.
My
daughter even tried to walk past that threshold with something
for
like
real.
I see these little girls wearing. I'm going to stick my foot in her ass.
Hey,
I'm a firm believer in that, bro. I'm a firm believer in that. Put your foot knee deep.
Mm-hmm.
They learned that shit at home.
You know another thing pissed me off? Since we talking about clothing, this I call them new age generation. These little new age niggas around here with their pants up under their ass. You see their whole goddamn ass? That shit pisses me off. Like, dude.
That's sagging.
Why you got on... Yeah, you got on a pair of pants, you got on a pair of hoop shorts, a pair of boxers, and I see all three of them.
Right. What the
right.
fuck is that?
Nah.
Like, what the fuck is that? Fuck you got on?
I don't know what that is.
What the
fuck? You know what I hate to see? I hate to see a motherfucker sagging skinny jeans, man. What the fuck is purpose of that shit?
He's a gay boy. That's a gay boy, if you ask me.
Nah. Them skinny jeans is a fucking fad that came from I don't know where the fuck. And they see Lil Wayne with some skinny jeans on, so they can get away with putting some goddamn skinny jeans on.
He was the first motherfucker I seen him with them on. He was the first motherfucker. And he had them sagging.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck you fag skinny jeans?
Well,
he's about old.
He's a fucking millionaire. Yeah, he started his own trend. He a fucking millionaire. He can do that shit. You going to school.
That shit ain't cute, man. I can't see no woman looking at a man saying, "Well, he look good in the sagging ass jeans." I don't see it. That shit is not cute.
And aren't they supposed to hold them up with a belt?
Yeah,
they hold them up
with them with belts on. They got the belt hanging up at their fucking thighs.
Right, they're holding them up in the front.
That is the worst shit ever, and I see it all the time.
Right, look, got a belt on, and he still sagging.
I seen somebody, they didn't even have the belt. They were just holding the shorts up with their hands.
Yeah. How you going to run?
How you going to run?
If something jump out, how you going to run?
So they're going to fall down your ankles and trip the shit out of you.
I remember when I was growing up, remember Run DMC came out with the no shoe strings in their shoes a long time ago?
Yep.
Motherfuckers started doing that shit. Motherfuckers start running right out of their goddamn shoes. That didn't last long at all.
Right.
You run right out of your fucking shoes.
Well, I had a nigga come in the store and he got whatever he got, but he went in his pocket, man, to get his money, and I promise you, he was all the way down by his shoes, digging in his pockets. I'm like, oh, my God, this is terrible. This is terrible. I'm not even exaggerating. This nigga was by his shoes, digging for money.
That's
like,
probably the same motherfucker I seen in the gas station, because I'm, like, looking like he bent down. I mean, he bent his knees to go in his pocket. I'm like, you out your fucking mind.
Dumb
a little cub came to my crib looking like that. I was like, nigga, the booty monster gonna get your ass. I was like, the booty monster. Like, yeah, nigga, the booty monster. You got your ass out, you must want the booty monster to get to it.
That shit don't make no sense. That shit is stupid as hell.
Oh, when you got a bend your knees to go to your pocket, get something out your pocket, something is wrong. And then I'm making so bad the motherfucker was short. He was short, dog. He was short. I mean, he was wick short. And I'm like,
wow.
God damn, this little motherfucker is crazy.
Wow.
I tell the motherfucker, pull your goddamn pants up.
It took
and I want
them little
motherfuckers to come over here. Pull your pants up when you come in this house, bro.
For real, my son
gets
kicked
in
the ass.
You get a ticket in, where is that? There's somewhere in Illinois, a little small town in Illinois. They'll give you a $25 ticket for doing that shit.
I think I
need to pass
that
shit all over.
For real?
Little guy to work with me, man, where he used to work with me. He got fired the other day. I would tell him every day, man, hey, man, pull your pants up, man. We're in this establishment, man. You got people from all type of nationalities coming in here on a regular basis, and they see your little hood-out ass. You know what I mean? And the bad part about it, he wasn't even a hood cat. He one of them wannabes. I mean, he would walk with his legs flared out because he ain't had no belt on, so he knew his pants was gonna fall. So he'd be walking like he a zombie or something. I'm like, so why don't you just pull your motherfucking pants up and put a belt on? I guess they finally got tired of his shit and they fired his ass.
Oh
my God. Is the fad really worth losing your job?
Right. And I'm like, dude, but the basketball shorts with the pants and the boxes, that's just one concept I just never could understand. I'm like, what the fuck is he? He looks like he's stank. And I'm like, what girl want to be around a motherfucker like that?
Because if you got on hoop shorts and a pair of blue pants, I know your balls sweating.
Sweating like a motherfucker. No, you're not stank.
know your nuts stink.
So he's sagging his pants and his shorts.
Yep. He's sagging the pants, the shorts. You see the boxes, the basketball shorts, and the damn pants.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm like, what you buy this shit for?
You might as well raise his shirt up and tie it in the boat.
Might as well.
Hell no.
And then, these dumbasses got his goddamn T-shirts tucked in his goddamn drawers.
That's that young shit, man.
I had a chick come to the door in a tutu. She had on a tutu, man, and I just couldn't, you know, it wasn't Halloween. She didn't have on ballerina slips for nothing. She just had, she just had on a fucking tutu. And some nigga came in the store, you know, being a man or whatever, you know. I don't know if he was just fucking around with her or what, but, you know, he like, what's up with the tutu? I got the same question. And this chick's response was, it's my birthday. So because it's your birthday, you can leave out the house in a tutu?
Well, you know,
that big black chick.
No, she was a little bitty skinny thing.
Oh,
not that Nicki Minaj shit, man. I mean, now granted, now back in the day, what was it, Waylo? I know you know who she, I know you remember. Smooth. Remember the one chick Smooth back in the day? She wore the little tutu thing with the pants sagging a little bit. Now and I know at one point in time the girls had caught on to that little fad and they was doing it. But I mean, it's like right now it's just goddamn Nicki Minaj could wear just pop a titty out. Oh girl, you gotta wear your titty out now. My God damn. And I mean, don't get me wrong, because we was influenced by a lot of shit too. But I mean, God damn.
But you know what the difference is, man? The stuff Nicki Minaj doing was already done.
Yeah.
And people think it's new.
Well,
she ain't nothing but a Foxy Brown ripoff. She ain't doing the same. She ain't doing nothing that Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim ain't done already.
And look where they are.
Right, and then she can't even sing or rap or nothing. I think she's horrible.
I don't know.
All the motherfuckers gotta do is see you in the video. Once they see that video, whatever's in that video, that's what they wearing.
I mean, we did it.
We did
it too, but we had restrictions because, you know, we knew we couldn't. I mean, we might have did it when we got outside, but we knew when we got home that shit had to change.
Uh-huh.
Right. The only thing you could wear at the crib was that Raiders head or that Raiders jacket. That's it.
Right.
You can't wear nothing else. And that was because of the NWO influence. That's
right.
Why everybody was wearing the Raiders head. But come on, man. Motherfucker, come on, man. I ain't wearing my pants down to my damn knees.
Nah,
you
know,
I can't even function like
my
that.
Ass one time it took my mama to embarrass me. I'm talking to that next door neighbor girl. And she come outside, pull your shirt up. I was like, huh? She like, pull your damn shirt up. I pulled my shirt up. My goddamn shorts was goddamn right up under my ass. Embarrassed the shit out of me.
And
I'm going to pull your goddamn shorts up.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, we went through our sagging phase. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like now, this shit is just be, I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers took it to. I mean, it's just like that movie. Don't be a menace. I mean, they made a joke about it. Like this motherfucker had his pants sagging, damn it. But now they at that point where these motherfuckers damn near at their ankles.
Yeah, like on a daily basis.
And remember those? I think Cross Colors made them. Remember those jeans that they made where you could wear them around your waist, but it looked like they still sagging. Remember those?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We should bring that shit.
Nah,
man.
These motherfuckers banned Levi's and sagging them.
Yeah.
And then what's killing me is it's motherfuckers my age doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker almost 50 years old sagging. Listening to Tupac. Come on now. Any motherfucker that's over 25 don't need to be sagging.
I agree.
Any motherfuckers, any man period don't need to be sagging shit. don't want to see that shit.
I mean, you could get away with that shit in high school, but if you consider yourself an adult, you shouldn't be sagging your motherfucking pants. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, come on, man.
I mean, the only time I can see your pants saying you accidentally left your belt.
That's
you
it.
Ain't
yeah.
left your, your belt there, if you ain't left your belt, there's no way your shit should be way down to your damn ankles.
Even if
you
I leave my belt, I'll roll my shit up at the top till I get to where I'm going and get back to find my belt.
Right. At least, you know, I'm going to hold my shit up. At least I'm not like, God damn. When you walking like you motherfucking Frankenstein, that I'm, oh God, this is like, come on, man, really.
You've gone
I mean, it's just
far.
Like a grown man. It's like a grown man that has to go up to the school because his son fucking up, and he's sagging deeper than his goddamn son.
Wow.
That's
you know another reason I stopped sagging. You know another reason I stopped sagging when Concord and the Bronx was into it. And we have to worry about Concord coming to the hood, shooting at us and shit. You can't run with your pants sagging.
You can't run like that, man.
No. As soon as we see that car hit the block, all you see is motherfucker pull their pants up and take off. I need both hands to run fast, shit.
And then you ain't strapped. Where you going to keep it at? Everybody know you ain't got no heat.
Yeah,
right.
Your pants at your damn ankles. You can't shoot back. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, we can light these motherfuckers up. Everybody on the block sagging. Ain't nobody got no heat. Look at that dumbass shit, man. That shit is idiot to me. I hate to see that shit. I see my little cousin, man, pull y'all motherfucking pants up. I'm going to hit you square in the chest. Pull your shit up around me. I don't play that shit.
Because you already know, if you can square up with his ass, he can't put both hands up, the pants going to fall down.
Exactly. Now I got you.
Then all you got to do is push him because he's gonna fall.
That's just like when you get ready to fight and the motherfucker trying to take his shirt off. Like I'm gonna let you take your shirt off. You can't even see me right now. I'm gonna blast your ass. Hold on, let me take my shirt off.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, take it off.
You gotta be a damn fool if you think I'm gonna let you take your shirt off.
Right.
Uh-uh. I seen this motherfucker. He was so goddamn fast. He was trying to take his shirt off because I guess he was cut and shit. He wanted to take his shirt off because he was Mr. Muscle Man. That motherfucker got around his ass so quick, grabbed him around his waist and suplexed the shit out of his ass right on his head. Laid his ass cleaned the fuck out.
And he had it coming.
Yep.
Yeah, he had it coming.
Yeah, you think, let me take this shirt off. Right. Hold up, fam. Let me take my shirt off. Go ahead.
Right, go ahead.
Well, your hands go for your head. I'm
tearing
your ass up.
We said that's just not a stupid as coming to my door with a fight. You don't come to somebody's house with a fight. Are you stupid? That's got to be the dumbest shit you could do.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see plenty of motherfuckers do it.
Yeah, I didn't see motherfuckers get caught up.
You come to my house if you want to.
He's got laid out.
Now I'm gonna tell you, my brother. I got a little brother. He's not the most gifted motherfucker with his hands. I'll be the first to admit that. But I'll never forget, man. He was young, and the little boy came to fight him, and the little boy called himself and run up in the house, and he came running through our house. Man, my little brother turned around. I was like, oh, I ain't taking no ass whooping in my old crib. Man, my little brother hit that little motherfucker with everything with the kitchen sink, dog. And I said, he hit him with everything. He hit him with everything. Because he knew where everything was at. I mean,
right.
Hey, he got to the point.
Hey, that's one thing.
He finna pull that knife with
me in my own house. If I got to stab you, you was not winning that fight. If we inside my house,
right,
you're not going to win.
And that's just what my little brother went for. He went for that knife. That's when I grabbed him. All right, he mad enough. All right, now. I looked at the little boy. Now, get your little ass out of here. You shouldn't have ran your ass up in here.
Yeah, you not whooping my ass
hey,
in the Cass,
house.
Hey,
Cass, you seen that wall behind my couch, right? Where my couch
right.
is at? You seen that wall up there?
Right.
It's 4'9" hanging up there. I wish a motherfucker would come in here. His ass getting poked up.
Right. I'll fight you in front of your crib. Oh, yeah.
Come with it.
You're going to ever encounter, I swear to God. Hey, Tommy, you remember when we worked out there in that little, at IFI?
Mm-hmm.
And you remember it was a Mexican guy named Freddie, and we was like, damn, what the fuck happened to Freddie? And they was like, oh, he went to go fight some people in front of their house, and they pulled his ass to their toe his ass up. He went to go fight the guy, and I'm like, Freddie, what happened? Yeah, I was beating the guy's ass, and the guy ran in the house. I ran in this house out of him. I said, you ran inside his house? I sure did. I said, yeah, well, I see what happened. I mean, man, that motherfucker had knots on his head. When I say he had some knots, he had some knots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like at work, man. When me and Wick was working at White Castle together, dog. I don't know if I ever told you this one, but you know, at work, you know, you're not supposed to be fighting at work. You know, you can get fired for that shit. But if a motherfucker jump over that counter,
yeah, I heard
you know, they ass is grass. Man, that drunk motherfucker came in there. He was trying to take his order. You know, dude was fucked up. He got to talking shit. And then, you know, Wick said a few things back. That motherfucker hopped that counter and got his ass toe up. You good in the front room. But once you jump that counter,
yeah, that's lights out.
You got a right to defend yourself. And he hit that motherfucker with a three-piece and dropped him. I don't know if it's because dude was drunk, but he got him with a three-piece, dog. It was a sweet one, too, man. I watched it on tape. It was sweet as hell. It was like, dude kind of tried to rush him. He let him jump over the counter. You know, and he took like three steps back. And dude tried to rush him. Man, he did a little slide step. And caught that motherfucker with three from the side. Pop, pop, pop. And dude was on the floor. I was like, wow. It was funny as hell, man. It was funny on tape. We watching in slow motion. It was funny as hell, man.
That's
you know what motherfucker three piece from the side.
That dumb shit.
You know, when you get drunk, man, you know, you get that courage, man, when you get drunk.
That ain't no excuse. I used to be a manager at Pizza Hut over there at Hammond. Motherfucker came in there and threw his pizzas at me talking about they was cold. I was like, well, sir, give me a second. You know, I'll handle your problem in a second. You know, right now I'm helping these people. He was like, my shit is cold. And if I don't get no fucking service, I'm going to get pissed off. I was like, I think you need to lower your tone and just wait a second. This motherfucker took them pieces and slid them across the goddamn counter, and he hit me with them. My manager was like, the head boss was like, walked the door in the back. I was like, nope, because he ain't about to do this shit. That motherfucker came across that goddamn counter and tried to grab my arm. I took that goddamn phone off the wall and clocked him right upside his damn head.
I was a clock with his ass, too.
Motherfucker coming up on
me, man.
Shit.
Fast food people don't get no respect. People think they can just come in there and talk to you any kind of way they want.
Sure.
Oh, did I tell you what O did?
What
I put a hot coffee on the motherfucker in the drive-thru.
Oh, wow.
In the drive-thru, man. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? Now I got to fire you. I know you, my boy. Damn.
Hey, well, he always said he kept that pot of hot coffee by him at all times.
Yeah, when you're in that drive-thru, man, you need some kind of protection, man. But we actually had a motherfucker get shot in the drive-thru.
Wow.
Motherfucker drove up and man and shot the motherfucker through the window.
And see, that's what I'm saying.
Huh?
I mean, I think every job kind of dangerous. Cause shit, I used to work in I worked for the housing authority. We worked in the banking unit. Motherfucker used to walk in there talking shit to us all. Hey, I left some dope in here last night.
So you ain't even supposed to be in here last night. He's a banking unit.
My shit better be here when I get back.
Man, you fucking been in here. What the fuck you talking about?
Your shit better be. All right, come on back. man. Fuck around, had them hammers and them motherfucking wrenches and shit, man. Shit, we had to tear one motherfucker ass up. Beat the shit out of that, them hammers and wrenches.
You gotta protect yourself, man.
Hey, you know, walk in there talking about shit. If my shit, bow. Wait a minute, motherfucker.
My delivery driver got his ass whooped for a large pizza and $12. Got his ass mud stomped.
Hey, I had my boss get his ass whooped, dog. That motherfuckers rolled through there by 3 in the morning. You know, they call it the bar rush because, you know, the bar's closing and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he got into it. He was a white dude. He got into it with these two black dudes, right? And they was like, all right, motherfucker, when you get off, we're going to whoop your ass. You know, he played it off. Because, you know, motherfucker, we get threatened like that all the time.
Man, I was in there counting some drawers down.
And he was like, all right, I'm about to go. Man, about 10 minutes later, man, that motherfucker came running back in the store. He was bloodied up. He was like, the motherfuckers jumped me on my way to the car. I said, who jumped? He said, the same two motherfuckers I got into it with, they came back. That shit was funny in the motherfucker, man. And when you watch it on the tape,
oh,
I don't know
yeah,
if the motherfuckers had ever left. I think they stayed out there till he came back outside. Because when he came out, he was walking to his car. And you can see it on tape. You can see the two dudes get out their car and approach him, right? They was talking. And then one of them just fired on him. And they got to stomping him, dog. They had that motherfucker up against the side of the wall, curled up like a baby. Stomping the shit out of his ass, right? Two black dudes. That motherfucker came running back in the store, man. His shit was all busted and swole up. Somebody jumped me. I was like, damn, that's fucked up. But, you know, you never expect that because, you know, when you work in fast food, motherfuckers threaten you all the time. But, you know, usually motherfuckers drunk, you know, nothing never happened. But, shit, this particular time, they whooped that motherfucker ass, man, over a pop.
Wow.
They wanted a refill. He said you had to pay for it. They were like, well, shit, man, I just spent $20 and I got to pay for a refill. And he was like, well, I'm sorry, sir, but, you know, that's the policy. He was like, fuck your policy. And he was like, well, you know, y'all got to leave. And they was like, well, we don't want no motherfucking way. He said, well, I don't want to call the police, but y'all got to leave. He said, oh. And one of the dudes was like, oh, you going to call the police? All right. We're going to whoop your ass when you get off. And he was like, well, whatever. And shit, whoop that motherfucker ass, man. I was like, you should have gave him the refill. All they wanted was junk pop. That $1.25 was not worth your ass. They whooped that motherfucker ass on tape, man. That shit was funny than the motherfucker, man. Because he was curled up, dude. He couldn't do. He didn't get a swing yet. He couldn't do shit. He was on it. I don't think the motherfuckers ever left. They sure whooped his ass.
I don't know, but man, it's been a very, very wild night.
Are we over time?
Yeah. We like 18 minutes over.
God damn. They started to let us go, though.
Man, so, well, before they cut us off tonight, let's go home to get up out of here.
Well, they owe us anyway, man. And them other two shows that they fucked up.
Yeah, maybe that was why they did it. I don't know. Janine, what's up? You got any last words?
Yeah, I guess I'll talk to y'all about my dilemma next week. My this girl at work, she's sending me kisses on the instant message.
Oh, shit, we got time.
I ain't the shit. Hold on.
You forgot who you was talking to.
Hey, you took the words right out of my mouth. Well, fuck it. Let me show you cut us off. Now, what's going on?
She is a white girl. She just, oh, my God. She is just really,
I know I can tell. I mean, I know I can tell when people trying to get me, but he is just too obvious. And, you know, we got the little instant message at work. She always sending me little messages, blowing me kisses and smiley faces. And now she want to go out with me, trying to go to the movies and stuff like that. I just don't know. I mean, she got some ass on her. She ain't shaped like no, you know, got ass. She not... She got a nice little shape, you know, but she reminded me of Jan from Off the Brady Bunch.
Are you considering it?
Marsha.
Are you considering it?
I don't know. I am considering it. I just don't know because I don't know if I should do so with somebody at work. That's my whole thing.
Yeah, you gotta watch that shit because she get mad at you. She'll fuck your shit up.
Now, hold on. The question is, is she over you? Is she like one of your bosses?
No, she not my boss.
She ain't got no power, right?
No, but still, working with somebody, you know, what if I don't want to fuck with her no more and now she pissed off?
I'll tell you what. I don't normally do this, but I will let my services. I will chaperone. I will chaperone this date.
All right, let me ask you a question. You think she can whoop you?
Oh, no, it ain't nothing like that.
Well, then what can she do to you? She can't do shit to you if you don't want to fuck with her no more. She can't whoop your ass.
But it would just be awkward if they don't, you know, if shit don't work out.
When I'm at work, I'm professional. I'm a totally different person, and I don't let my outside affect my work. You know what I'm saying? But some people can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Why you didn't answer the phone last night? I'm typing. No, man, why didn't you answer the phone? She gets throwing papers off the desk.
This is what you should do. Just go out with it and fill her out. See what she on.
And it's like
she may not be that type of person.
You need that chaperone, I will gladly do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to work,
yeah, just go out for drinks.
How long y'all been working together?
And I could just tell she ain't getting no good dick at home. Oh, Lord.
Tell her to go on the site. Just tell her to go on the site, check out your pictures, and then you'll be good.
You know what? That's a good thing, though. If you go tell her to go on the site and check it out, and now you would really see what she's saying. If she like, oh, this is you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she get over-aggressive, then you really know what she on. But nah, you don't want to do that because you don't want to mix business with pleasure. You don't want to mix.
But Janine, how long y'all been working together?
We just started working together about a couple of months ago.
No, you don't want to get to your job and be like, well, hey, you know what? Just don't tell her you own the site. Just tell her about the site and see how it go from there.
Right, then y'all can get that swirl going. You black, she white. Y'all get that swirl.
And I'm only that chaperone.
She like that swirl.
And let's not forget the chaperone.
Hell yeah, I keep trying to, you notice I keep putting it out there.
Right. I'm thinking there's some seriousness to this chaperone business.
Alright, I'm going to tell you like this. As soon as I see both of them together,
you're gonna know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get ready to
rumble! You know, he always.
Hey,
knows.
I think you should just go out with her, you know what I'm saying, and fill her out. You know, see what she owe. Get a couple of drinks on her. Then she gonna get loose. And you can figure out from there. Send her to the site. You know, as a matter of fact, this is what you should do. This is what you got to do. You got to send her to the site,
but tell her she got to put some provocative pictures up, and then we'll let her know if she your type.
This is another way of chaperoning.
We know you. We family. We know what you like. We'll let her know. No, you ain't her type.
Oh my goodness, y'all is funny.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's an idea. We'll judge it for you.
I say send it to the site. Send it to the site.
I mean, she got a nice little shape. She ain't, you know, she ain't flat and nothing like that. She got her ass on.
Because this site going to make you either going to do one or two things. You either gonna run or you gonna stay.
Yep. You gonna either embrace us or never fuck with us again.
Right, because I didn't have many motherfuckers like this a porn site.
But you see, their ass is still on there, ain't they?
Well, but then, like I said, then you got some. As soon as they get on there, like, wow, look at this picture she done posted.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that on Facebook.
And if you do, you're only going to see it for one day, and they're going to delete that page.
Right. So, like I say, hey, that site lets you know when evil lurks. I'm saying that site lets you know. You either going to look at us, oh, my God, these motherfuckers are crazy, or, hey, I can get used to this.
Well, I see. Maybe I try to go out with her first and fill out.
Don't forget the chaperone.
Oh, I'll never forget about you.
All right. Hey, fancy meeting you girls here. Scoot over.
Not fancy, Cass.
Hey, you know, it's a white girl. I can't be like, hey, what's up, bitch? Hey, that's just my style.
You said fancy meeting you here.
Fancy meet you guys here. Come over. Have a drink. Hey, I can down some Jager Bombs.
And then I never been with a white girl, so that'd be something new for me.
Ooh, that'd be something you can pay your bills with on the site.
Mm-hmm, because I think her husband got some money.
I was talking about the game.
Well, shit, she's already put the high score up. Shit.
She sure did. What you say?
Hey, where are the white women at?
All right, see, you already got the high score on the game.
I ain't talking about getting with her husband. I'm talking about shit. She could get the money from her husband. Hell.
Hey, you never know. It might end up like that.
I know, it will, because after I eat her pussy, she'll give me whatever the hell I want.
Well, all right, now.
Yeah. Well, you talking, you're going to have both of them motherfuckers turned out.
Thank you.
Why don't you walk in the door, this first thing they're going to say.
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
Here you go, Janine. You need your rent paid. Hey, but check it out. I mean, you know, see what happens. You never know where it can lead to.
I don't know. I'm not a long-lasting type of person, so I'm looking at the future and how I know I'm going to be. I tend to hurt people's feelings. Because they usually want shit I don't want. They take things too far. And I have to break it off.
You know what happened when you break it off with white folks.
Uh-oh.
They make you disappear.
Well, I just want you to, you know, make sure that she understands how you feel about, you know, the whole coworker thing. Like, you know, I'm professional when I'm at work, and if you're not going to be able to, you know, handle yourself in a professional manner while we're here, then this is not going to go anywhere anyway.
Mm-hmm.
and I mean that. I'm not playing with you.
Well, I'll think about it. I'll let y'all know how it's coming along.
Let me know.
Go for it.
You know why I need to meet y'all at?
For the chaperone.
Right, for the chaperone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the quote unquote.
Hey, I can hear him now in his chaperone voice.
Yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours.
Right.
Like, I thought she was just supposed to be chaperoning. I'm
giving
all my help.
All right. All right, Hank Tate, you ready to end this?
Yeah, let's do this, man.
All right, y'all. I guess it's down to us. Elso, you got any last words?
Oh, as always, I have fun with y'all. It's been real.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hank Tate. Any last words?
Yeah, man, of course. SinCityRadio.ning.com, y'all. Let's get it on. Thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for calling.
All right. And what they say on the news, and for Hank Chase, this is Thunder Chase signing off. Good night.